Early in my walk with the Lord, I came upon a book by J.B. Phillips entitled, Your God is Too Small. Phillips' basic argument was that the God many Christians worship is not the God of the Bible, but a God they have created out of their own best ideas. I don't recall all the different too small ideas of God that Phillips presented and debunked, but I believe his insights were sound, and I think it's possible many people today have a too small view of God and his kingdom. How big is your God? How vast are his powers? How grand is the scope of his kingdom and rule for you? For many believers today, God is barely big enough to meet their personal needs or satisfy their wants. Other believers would say that God is big, pretty big anyway, but he doesn't interfere in everyday life or the workings, say, of science. He certainly should not be expected to have much influence in culture or social issues or matters of public policy. He's just God, you know? He loves us. He saves our souls. He comforts us and meets our needs. We're going to be with him in heaven when we die. God is all about us, and it's all good, mostly. Two small ideas about God are widespread among Christians whose view of God and of what it means to relate to him is formed not by the plain teaching of the Word of God, but by their experience in a secular culture where God is expected to mind his own business and stay out of ours.